Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Monday's City Council meeting and other projects the city has going on. Well, first off, the Knoxville City Council, kind of the lull of the summer months, didn't have much to do, just set a public hearing date, but it's not like the day-to-day of this Knoxville City government shuts down just because there are really no action items for the City Council meeting. What is the City of Knoxville, you and your staff, what do they do on a day-to-day basis during this, I guess, not as busy portion of the summer months, for some people at least?
Yeah, this is a time of year where it's not unusual for us to have lighter agendas for the council, but that doesn't mean that we as a staff are sitting around or waiting for things to do. We stay pretty busy. In fact, we do a lot of our part-time seasonal hiring for this time of year. Just thinking of the city and the sheer number of properties we have that need to be mowed. That means the parks around all of the buildings and facilities we have. So we do bring on actually extra staff for this time of year. We do have the projects going on, the 2017 streets project that actually spilled into 2018. That is wrapping up. So that was the work that was on Robinson. That included just on the east and west side of Highway 14, and then the east side of town too. It also included some work on the east side of Highway 14 on Jackson Street. So we're happy to see that wrapping up. The 2018 streets project, which is focused on Larson Street, is moving along. It's nearly done. So that's a lot of work being still put into that to finish those projects off. We've also had our sewer department out working on the what we call the system as opposed to the plant, doing some of the maintenance type things for that. And then I think the more visual projects, work still is progressing on the library. We also have Young's Park. In fact, that is having its parking lot poured today. And then we have work going on adjacent to the rec center. This is the tennis court project we're doing in conjunction with the school system. They're having pours all the time. They were, the last I saw, framing up to pour a sidewalk and the basketball court that will be a part of that project. So definitely still a lot of things going on. And, you know, a lot of things in the community, too. We just had a nice 4th of July event up on the square. So a lot of things to still keep us busy as a community.
I know something that a lot of Knoxville residents probably dealt with and don't like but understand that they need is the painting on the streets as well. How did that go, and when is that project due to be completed if it's not already?
Yeah, a lot of progress is being made there. You know, in this year, this is a little different than in years past. We've used some folks to contract out, especially Highway 14, with that being a high volume of traffic. We found it was actually more cost effective to hire that out this season. And so a lot of that work is proceeding quickly. We do hope to have that wrapped relatively short order. Our street shop is still doing a lot of the other streets in town. And so we try and have that really finalized before Nationals so that things are looking their best right before we have our big influx of visitors. So we'll certainly see that completed by then. This actually culminates in them replacing the checkered flag crosswalk across the street as you cross from Hy-Vee over to the racetrack. And so that should be happening in the next week and a half or so. Weather does definitely play a role in that. And so we would anticipate the next week and a half, 2 weeks or so.
I know the city is also pursuing a grant as well, but a portion of that grant needs to come from the public, whether it's money or time. Just remind residents what they can do to help and what all that entails in terms of the city being able to obtain that grant.
Yeah, that's right. The city was awarded a grant from the Wellmark company. This is a Wellmark match grant, and that's exactly what you're talking about, is that match component. The grant is for $100,000, and that has to be matched dollar for dollar. And under Wellmark's rules, 50% or $50,000 of that can come from the city's reserves for Young's Park, but the other 50% has to be raised as what I would call new contributions. And contributions can mean financial, so we can accept money, of course, but it can also mean in-kind. So that could be a volunteering of labor or things of that nature. The city actually received the same grant for the trails, and so as part of that match, we actually had Vermeer volunteer to help us with some in-kind donations. So they didn't provide specific financial dollars, but they will be assisting us with some of the tree clearing and some of the dirt work that's going to happen for that project. And so contributions of that nature are certainly appreciated and welcomed and can help us to reach that goal of raising $50,000 by August 24th.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.